We're here with Steve USS Cunningham, the former IBF Cruiserweight Champion, who is looking to regain his IBF Cruiserweight Champion this Saturday. Unfortunately, there's a lot of confusion, you know, between Don King's issues with ESPN and Matt Godfrey's misunderstanding between his promoter, Jimmy Birchfield. Now, you're a fighter. You know, you train hard. Yep. Now, if you were in the same situation, you know, not saying Matt Godfrey's situation. You know, I know he's a bigger cruiserweight, and he probably does have a little bit more difficulty making weight than you. If you were in his situation, in all honesty, would you have taken the fight without a couple days of training?
Yeah, indeed. I mean, I was in his situation, and I did it. You know, these guys being overweight, that's their fault. You know, that goes to show their work ethic. You know what I mean? I live this. This is my job. You know, I go to the gym every day. I work out every day. I'm running. I'm swimming. I'm doing whatever. I'm riding the bike. I'm doing something. Weight shouldn't be a problem. If weight's a problem, then you need to move up to heavyweight.
You know, controversy sells. You know, you're a fighter. You know what it's like in the business. 3 days from now, your contract ends with Don King. You know, we all know Don King has not kept you busy. He's had a history of doing that. What's Steve Cunningham going to be doing March 28th?
March 28th, yeah, we plan to celebrate. You know what I mean? We plan to pop a bottle or two. But, I mean, truthfully, when everything goes smooth, you know, March 28th is the beginning of my career. That's how we feel.
You know, I know that main event's been on the fight. You've had some talks with them. You fought Adamack. That was a crowd-pleasing fight. They're obviously happy with that. They promote a lot in Jersey. You're from Philadelphia. Are they someone you're looking at signing with?
I mean, we're interested to hear what everybody has to say. We've talked with main event, you know, vaguely. You know, they've shown interest by bidding on the purse, you know, for the fight with Godfrey. But, I mean, we're still open to hear what other promoters are saying. You know, we want to take our time and just be patient with our next choice.
Now, you talk about your next choice. Now, are you going to have to face the next highest-rated IBF contender next?
Yeah.
Because Godfrey, I know, is suspended. Are you looking maybe another fight, you know, maybe a rematch with Hawk? I know he actually just announced he has a fight scheduled against the guy who fought Areola last.
Yeah, we're, the next highest one from what we hear is Troy Ross. So, you know, that's what we're getting prepared for now.
Steve Cunningham, known as USS, in reality should have Glenn Johnson's nickname, the Road Warrior. Troy Ross is a little bit of a draw in Canada. He's had a lot of his fights up there. Would you be willing to go up to Canada and fight Troy Ross for that title?
Indeed. You know, like I said, I'm willing to go anywhere. However God has it for me to do, I'm willing to do it, you know. So, if it's Canada, America, Mars, you know, let's fight.
back to that before correction, that heavyweight who fought Areola was Brian Minto. Now you're stuck, you're fighting in the cruiserweight division. Kind of asked my question. Some people would say it's kind of a division you're stuck in. A guy who trains out in Philadelphia with you, Eddie Chambers, came in at 209, looked like he could have dropped to 200, but he fought for the heavyweight title. He's made good money.
Yeah.
He's been talked about. I know you're pretty healthy cruiserweight. You're in tremendous shape. Have you considered possibly moving up to heavyweight just because there's more money up there and there's not a lot of recognition in the cruiserweight division, especially in the United States?
Yeah, indeed. We've talked about it. We've thought about it. But, I mean, right now I'm a cruiserweight, you know, and I wanna unify the belts, you know, do what I can at cruiserweight and then see how it looks, you know, for heavyweight.
Back to what I mentioned before is Marco Huck. Now, Marco Huck is a guy that you beat convincingly. You were winning basically the whole fight. He's had a couple good wins. Now some people think he's the number one guy in the division, mostly due to your inactivity, not necessarily your loss to Adamack. Would you want to go back over there and get a rematch with Marco Huck?
Question is, would he want the rematch? You know, once we get this belt, of course we're gonna call him for a unification bout. And if they want to do it, you know, we can make it happen. But if not, then I'm gonna just move on and you know, see who else. Maybe Danny Green wants to fight. Maybe Guillermo Jones. Well, I don't think Don will do that. But maybe me and Danny Green get mixed up. But you know, first thing is first. You know, getting this IBF belt back in my possession.
Things are a little crowded right now. But if it was up to you, what would be the 2010 outlook for Steve USS Cunningham?
2010, champion again in 10, of course, and unification bout victory for us.
The always classy Steve Cunningham. Thank you.
Thank you.